I've actually been doing some non-penetrative films because I feel I've just wanted to shift that focus onto looking at sex as being pleasure and stimulating the body without always being the cliche. I mean, for sure, you can't walk away from the fact that a lot of sex is through penetration. But equally, there's so much more we can add and we can gain and we can learn and we can explore and enjoy. So there are moments when there isn't going to be penetration, but we're still going to have a fantastic time with our partner. So I think it's great to sort of actually go, doesn't have to be penetrative. Sometimes there's times in our lives where maybe that's painful, it's not possible, there's reasons that we actually just want to move away from that for the moment, but we still want the intimacy and we still want the sexual arousal and that pleasure of being with that other person.
Welcome to Vaginas, Vulvas, and Vibrators with Jordan Donnell. This is a safe place to learn about women's health and sexual wellness. I'm your host, Jordan Donnell, physician assistant, women's sexual health educator, and intimacy coach. Welcome back to the Vaginas, Vulvas, and Vibrators podcast. Today we have Anna Richards joining us. She is the founder of the ethical platform frolicme.com. She works hard to dispel the shame and embarrassment many people, especially women, have around sex. Her sex-positive attitude and her knowledge of all things erotic make her the perfect spokeswoman. Anna has produced hundreds of high-production erotic articles, audio, and films. And I'm so excited to chat with you today about porn and how this has kind of impacted us as women in society and a lot about the stigma behind that, because that's not an area about porn that I've really discussed on the podcast before. So I'd love to just kind of jump in and have you share with us some of the stigma behind porn use as women. Like, what are some of the things that you've heard out there?
Well, thank you for having me on. And of course, I love to talk about porn, and especially sort of feminist porn, ethical porn, which is really what I set out to produce way back when I launched Frolic Me. So it's an interesting one because straight away, you always think porn, it's the men. The men want to watch porn. You know, it's not something for women. And the bizarre thing is, why do we think that? Do we think women aren't interested in sex? And I think there's that almost that concept that porn and sex, you know, it's not for women. We're not going to get aroused by watching porn. Yes and no is what I would say is, yes, we haven't necessarily got aroused by the kind of the mainstream porn that we see so easily available, which is really what I call the tube site porn, that gratuitous, very, it's sort of in your face, it's degrading to women. That is the sort of porn that we just know we don't get off on that. It's not for women. But actually, the understanding that men and women, we equally get aroused by watching porn. It's not that it's something that's only innate in men, that only they are going to get aroused when they watch it. No, we equally get just as aroused when we're watching something sexually stimulating. It's just, there's a stigma about it for women. You know, it's like we're not meant to get aroused. But I mean, who says that anyway? But what's interesting is actually when you stop and break it down and sort of say, why shouldn't women enjoy sex? Why shouldn't we get aroused by sex? And why shouldn't we want to watch sex? It's just we haven't been given the sort of sexy content that we're really looking for. And that's something that I felt so strongly about. And that's really why I started producing the films I did back in 2015.
Well, and I think that porn can be so valuable in relationship or not relationship. It can be such a useful tool to learn about maybe what you like, maybe what you want to experiment with, maybe what you don't want to experiment with. So it can really open up your world of possibilities and ways to receive pleasure. But I also think that women really like different types of porn than men like. Would you agree?
I mean, yes. I mean, straight away, porn sadly has got a very bad name for itself. And I think a lot of that has been on the back of the explosion of porn that we've seen on the internet. And with that, it's sort of taken porn down a very different, very negative, very non-sexual way. And yet really, I think there's nothing wrong with porn. The problem we've had is how we portray porn. And that's been the biggest issue and what we portray. So for me, it offers an incredible sexual laboratory because more often than not, as humans, we actually don't necessarily always know what it is that turns us on until we're faced with it. So if you can imagine that porn just gives us that opportunity to explore our sexuality, explore our kinks, explore what it is that turns us on. And until we know that, we can't necessarily always go out and seek the sort of fulfilling sex that we're all looking for because we haven't quite decided what is it that really works for me in terms of that sexual arousal. So yeah, I think it's time we actually turned away from the sort of the bad porn and actually start to understand what good porn can do and healthy sexual porn.
Yes, I love that. And I recently saw a quote that was like, you're probably not enjoying the sex that you're having because you're not having the type of sex that you want to be having. And I think that with porn, it really can help you explore what type of sex you want to be having. And it doesn't mean that you can choose to watch it as much as you want or as little as you want, but it's a really helpful tool to help you explore, in my opinion.
Yeah. I mean, it is so true. And I think it's often the hardest question if you actually ask people. I mean, talking about sex for a lot of people is always difficult. And then talking about sex honestly, where you actually learn something. I think for most people, if you say, what is it that you enjoy? I think most people would actually stop and go, I can't actually put it into words what it is I enjoy because somehow they haven't maybe discovered it exactly. There's a bit of fumbling that goes on and a bit of, you know, sort of do this, sort of do that. And I kind of think it's okay. But until you actually really sort of engage with yourself and actually explore the sexuality in a broader context. And that's where porn comes in. That's where you actually can see acts happening and go, I think I would really enjoy that. I've not done that before. And this is where we need to make sure that we actually have healthy porn, where it's real depictions of sex, as opposed to something that is just done for the male gaze. It's not something that's going to be comfortable, enjoyable, or anything like that. So when you actually come back to just real natural chemistry and great sex, when you start to explore that kind of sex, you can start to understand what it is that is going to turn you on. And then, of course, you can translate that to your partner and you can explain in that communication. It's kind of like, actually, I'd really love to do this. Can we do this together? And that's where you start to move into a whole different world of having some great sex.
That sounds so juicy. How can you make porn a healthy part of your sex life?
I think taking a very honest approach and understanding that it is a world of fantasy, that it is something that you can explore, and maybe it's something you want to explore on your own, or maybe you want to explore with your partner, and obviously you need to chat about that. I think you have to be also very, very conscious of the type of porn you're going to go and explore. And this is where, unfortunately, I talked earlier about tube sites. I mean, tube sites really have exploded onto the internet so much that they take over search. So the problem is, if you do start Googling a sex term, a porn term, you're more likely to be literally given a pages and pages of tube sites. And that's not necessarily what you're looking for, but it's what's getting presented to you. So I think it's looking and starting to understand there are good sites out there, you know, sites where we talk about ethical porn, where they actually look at taking that realistic expectation of sex, where there's full consent, where there's a focus on female pleasure, and you've got that whole balance of pleasure. And then you're taking a sort of a, again, you yourself as a viewer are going to take a very ethical approach as to what sort of porn are you going to watch, and make sure you don't just take the free stuff that's sort of randomly thrown at you, as opposed to actually look for the type of porn that you want to engage with and kind of explore with yourself, as I said, or with your partner.
I think that it's so hard to access ethical porn in particular, because you have to know about it to know how to find it. And unless you are aware, unless you've listened to this podcast episode or some of the other episodes I've done about ethical porn, it's not easy to come by. Would you agree?
Yeah, I would say totally. I mean, for one, most ethical porn sites, and I talk about them as though there are loads of them, there aren't. I mean, they're very, very few and far between for many, many reasons. But most ethical porn sites, I would say, have been founded by a woman. Straight away, there aren't that many women in the industry. We are rather an anomaly. It's very difficult to actually get yourself established and be independent when you've got the likes of the big porn hubs and so on. They're literally taking so much traffic to actually be recognized, particularly as a woman, and then as an independent side, is very, very tricky. So there aren't many of us out there, for one. Then you've got the fact that you have got so many other sites out there, and you know they take over so much traffic. Again, how do you navigate your way? I mean, this is where it's so wonderful when I talk to somebody like yourself with your fantastic podcast, because you're a source of information. You can actually tell people, here's a name of an ethical site, so you can actually go and explore. And the last reason why there aren't many of these ethical sites is, to be genuinely ethical, you need to understand who has actually made your porn. And the difficulty is, so many sites out there license. And when they license, they don't actually know who was necessarily the originator when that content was actually produced. And therefore, how can you really be sure that it's been ethically made, that there was consensual pleasure for all concerned, everybody was fairly paid, everybody's respected, and so on? So again, you come back to the fact that really ethical porn sites also are producers of their own films. And there aren't so many people that actually stand out there and say, yes, I actually produce my own site. And this is a very trustworthy site, a very transparent site, and I own the site. Again, it doesn't tend to happen, sadly, in the world of porn. So it is hard to find. But there is ethical porn out there, and I'm hoping it will be something that will just fuel more people to get involved and actually see it, that we need to have that alternative, and we need to actually support independent sites that are producing good, healthy sexuality.
And it's so important to see real sexual experiences, especially, I mean, obviously porn cannot be solicited to people under the age of 18. But honestly, like, children are the ones who really need to see ethical porn too, because they're getting the wrong idea of what sex actually is when they watch the tube sites. And so ethical porn and the access to it is so important for everybody. We talked a little bit earlier about how women may like a little bit different types of porn than men. And I found that a lot of women I know like the storyline. They like the romance. They like kind of like the love story behind it. Have you noticed that? And if so, like, why do you think women prefer that?
I think, in all honesty, women just need that context. They kind of need the understanding of the context of desire. Because although I mentioned earlier that men and women, there's no difference in the state of our arousal when we watch something arousing. Equally, it may be a different journey as to how we get there. And that often women need that sort of context, as I said, to engage with, to actually find themselves being turned on. And it's funny, it's one of the reasons why when I launched the site, Frolic Me, I actually also produced erotic stories to work in line with the films that I produce. And I also offer audio porn as well. And that for me was to actually give that extra layer of erotic coating for some women that I felt maybe they wanted to really engage with that extra level of fantasy, so that when they're actually seeing the film, although you can see the pleasure and the excitement and so on of the couple, sometimes actually understanding the context of why these two people are having such crazy sex in a lift, and suddenly realizing you've got the story of, my God, they've actually been eyeing each other up across the room, and there's been this event they've been at, and And then he follows her to the lift, and you've got that instant magnetic sort of attraction. And then they're in the lift. And all of a sudden, you've totally understood why they're ripping each other's clothes off when they're in a lift. And you're there and you're imagining the excitement and you're imagining, God, what is that feeling like for her, for that woman? And she's got this gorgeous man. And so we're away with it. And it can be as dirty and as filthy at this point, but we've got it. She wants it. She wants him. She wants the erotic sex that is driving her as crazy as it is him. And I think this is what women want. They just don't always want just sex, you know. They actually want that erotic sex. They want the lust, the, oh, they can't get their mind off it sex. And that's the storyline. Passion, desire, the lust, it's all of that. And then we can take the sex as kinky as however we want because we've got it. We've really understood that this is about the pleasure and it's fabulous.
Yes. So something else that's also come up when I have conversations about porn is, you know, if you are heteronormative and as a woman enjoy lesbian porn, what does this, in quotes, mean about you? Because a lot of people feel like, well, if I like lesbian porn, does that mean that I am a lesbian? And I'd love to hear your thoughts on that. I have my own opinion, but I would love to hear your thoughts first.
I mean, straight away, I think we're so much luckier because I feel our sexuality changes through our journey of life. It's not necessarily static. And I think it's quite important to realize that you don't necessarily have to keep that one sexual orientation all the way through your life. I think the other thing is that it doesn't necessarily change your sexual orientation if for some moment you find yourself being attracted to another woman. It doesn't necessarily mean you're bisexual, or it doesn't necessarily mean, I mean, I'm not a huge fan of always having labels. I think because you always feel that maybe you've got to live up to that label. Whereas maybe for that one particular night, you've met somebody that you have just had a connection with. She just happens to be female. But I mean, I think a lot of women would admit to having met somebody of their same sex that they found attractive. I think when I've looked into the stats, I think 50% of women will say they've kissed another woman. Doesn't necessarily mean that their sexual orientation has changed. It's just they've allowed themselves to actually explore that moment, which is wonderful. There's an honesty of that moment that two people can connect without concern of, but we're the same sex. And what does that mean? And I think we are just wanting to be more in touch with the pleasure of sex. And that's not necessarily always meaning intercourse or penetration. And I think what you get with lesbian porn is much more about that sensual connection, that touch, that sort of gentle stimulus, arousal, without it being that classic intercourse moment with an ending. That's not what lesbian porn is about. Lesbian porn is so much more about the foreplay, the pleasure, the sensuality, the kissing, the so much more that often, sadly, heterosexual relationships don't necessarily have to that same level, tend to go straight in to more of the classic intercourse sex. And I think that's what just really appeals to women, is more focused on our pleasure as opposed to just the act. And that's, I think, why women, we're interested in lesbian porn, because it's something we can relate to so much more.
Are you ready to start understanding yourself better, learning and recognizing your patterns, and really develop a relationship with yourself? If this sounds like you, the Unleashing My Power, a Women's Empowerment and Gratitude Journal is for you. This journal was specifically curated for women just like you to help you take back your power and develop and go to the next level in life. My friend Danielle and I created this journal because of our own experiences and what we were looking for in a daily practice to improve our connection to self and really become connected with ourselves. This is game-changing. And the feedback that we are getting from other women who have started using this journal is absolutely amazing. You can find it on Amazon, or you can go to jordandanelle.com/journal, and it'll take you right there. I hope you enjoy. Be sure to go snag yours right away and leave me a review. Tell us what you think about it. Slide in the DMs. I know that your life will change when you start using this journal. That's exactly my thoughts. So often we want to say, like, what does this mean about us? Well, what if it means literally nothing about
you? Nothing. Yeah.
And I do think that a lot of times with lesbian sex, because it's not going to be penetrative based or solely penetrative based, that you do have more of that sensual experience. And for a lot of women, that is what they're looking for. And so if you go watch heteronormative porn and it's very penetrative based, like, that's not really going to do a whole lot for a lot of women. But when you go and you are able to see more of the sensual part, and I would agree, you know, like, women, I think men are beautiful, but I think that it's easier to find women more attractive than men too.
I think we can relate to another woman so much more easily at times.
Yeah. And maybe you're able to see two different versions of yourself in lesbian porn, and you can decide, like, rather than maybe the one experience that you would have with just a male-female interaction, you're able to see as a woman two different women's experiences and then decide, okay, which route am I aligning with? Like, which one feels the best for me today? And so it just gives you more options too.
Completely. Yes. I mean, I'm all for the fact of not always focusing on just penetration in films. I've actually been doing some non-penetrative films because I feel I've just wanted to shift that focus onto looking at sex as being pleasure and stimulating the body without always being the cliche. I mean, for sure, you can't walk away from the fact that a lot of sex is through penetration, but equally, there's so much more we can add and we can gain and we can learn and we can explore and enjoy. So there are moments when there isn't going to be penetration, but we're still going to have a fantastic time with our partner. So I think it's great to sort of actually go, doesn't have to be penetrative. Sometimes there's times in our lives where maybe that's painful. It's not possible. There's reasons that we actually just want to move away from that for the moment, but we still want the intimacy and we still want the sexual arousal and that pleasure of being with that other person.
Absolutely. And I know, like, for me, some of my most pleasurable experiences never involved penetration. And I've done some podcasts for some other podcasts about this. And I'm glad that you are highlighting that, because there is so much fun and pleasure outside of penetration. And when we focus on sex being only penetration, it really takes away from the entire experience and what you can truly feel and receive.
Yeah, totally.
So I would love to get into our segment, Kink of the Week. What is a kink that you would like to share that maybe you see a lot on your platform, or one that you are personally familiar with?
Oh, I love kinks. I think if I'm going to talk about one today, I'm going to talk about one that resonated fairly early on with my site. And it was through some of the films we actually produced, which was focusing on the kink of the hot wife genre, of that knowing, a husband knowingly being aware that his beloved partner, wife, partner, was actually having sex with another man. And just the excitement and that mixed cocktail of emotions that both individuals were having. So you had the mixture of the man knowing that his beloved partner, female partner, was actually with another man, was heightening his excitement. And then you've got the woman who was feeling so empowered that she was able to go out and actually explore and enjoy another man with the full consent of her partner. And it's actually a very exciting dynamic to play out in films, which we've done in many, many different styles of films, whether the husband is either there, present, watching, listening, being aware, and just how it has intensified in his mind. Because, of course, we've got to remember how our brains are our biggest sexual organ. So if you have something that triggers that something deep that takes sex onto a whole different level of excitement, and this is what the whole hot wife scenario does, because for both parties, it actually creates an incredible high during that sexual moment. And then they come back together, knowing what they've both done. And if you like, the husband or reclaiming his wife back, knowing that she's actually gone out and had this crazy sex with another man. So that's probably a great kink. And actually, it's a kink more couples actually enjoy and explore together.
Yeah, I love that you brought this one up, because this is something that I just learned about within the last like 6 months or so. And I didn't even know that this was possible. And I'm like, oh, I could totally be a hot wife. Like, I would be very okay with that. And I think that would be super fun. And so I love that you are kind of telling us about that so that other people can learn. And that's the whole point of the Kink of the Week segment, is learning what's possible, learning what's available, so that you can make that decision of, is this right for me and my relationships or not? And if we don't know, we don't know. And so thank you for sharing about hot wife. And I see this, like, I have friends in the lifestyle who are hot wives. I have like learned so much about it. And ultimately, correct me if I'm wrong, in the hot wife situation, the man is not engaging sexually with anybody else. It is just the wife that is. Is that correct?
I would say yes, to be true hot wife. Otherwise, you start to move into more of the kind of the swinging, where there's that equal engagement with other people outside of your main relationship. But no, that the hot wife is very much that situation of the main partnership. It's the wife that is allowed. Often, some couples and some situations, the men love to sort of be aware and involved in knowing who that other person is, that choice. Or some situations, they go to their partners, their wives, I want you to choose who you would like to sleep with. And then there's that excitement that he's got all this knowledge and he's got this awareness of who it is, when it is. It may be he sees her dressed up, looking gorgeously sexy, knowing she's going out of the door at that moment. And then she'll come back having had a great fuck with some guy somewhere else. But it's all the full knowledge and it's all the full consent, and that they're both involved in it, even though the husband won't necessarily be having any of the physical action at the time. But the excitement of his knowledge and being party to understanding what's going on is what he finds the most thrilling, because in his eyes, she is something precious. He's not doing it casually. It is more often than not deep, deep connected couples that actually find it the most thrilling, because they allow the thrill of being with another man, that the woman can actually have that time to be with somebody else when actually they're very deeply connected as a couple emotionally and physically. So it is very interesting. And as I said, it is something a lot of couples do explore, because it's all done with full awareness and consent, so it doesn't cause upsets within the marriage. It's obviously something that is discussed quite openly and honestly before anything like that ever happens. And some couples might go into it slowly, and maybe the husband is present and so on. And there's different stages of it. But the essence is, because there's the full knowledge and the consent, it is something that actually binds them together to be a much stronger partnership and emotional connection, because they share in that almost that naughty taboo of what they've actually engaged in, that they know that something outside of the norm, that this is not what they think most couples get up to. I think more couples get up to it than maybe they'd like to admit, but I think it's wonderful that they think it's that naughty taboo that they're both engaged in.
Yeah, I love that. And I love that you talked about consent and that it's full awareness. It's not
completely,
you know, something that's done behind the back when it comes to this in relationships. It's very open and honest. And, you know, non-monogamy, I've done multiple podcasts about non-monogamy, but it's not something that you do to fix a relationship. Or if you're having problems, it's not a solution to solving relationship and marital problems. It can be something to enhance your relationship, but you really need really strong communication and a really strong foundation in non-monogamy.
Yeah. And sometimes the hot wife scenario is somehow maybe a little easier to navigate because it isn't something where both parties are openly going off to seek other connections and other sexual pleasures elsewhere. And it is a little bit more controlled than that of, say, just non-monogamy, because it is a little bit more stage managed, if that makes sense, because it's often random. When I say random moments, they're staged, but they're not necessarily something that are overtly frequent. It may be something that is planned ahead of time. There's that one evening that is designated, this is going to be that moment. And therefore, it's sort of ring-fenced away from the rest of their relationship that they have together with each other. And then the rest of the time, it is very much, they're a connected, emotional, physical, sexually physical couple. It's just they have that one little moment of having that opportunity outside of their own connection.
Yes, so juicy. So I would love to talk a little bit more about how to use porn to improve your relationship. Do you have any tips for the listeners on ways to utilize this?
Yeah, I mean, very much it is something that I say is a great way to explore your own sexuality and pleasures and what sort of adventures that you want to engage in. So if you're in a relationship and you're wanting to try and heighten and find ways to change things up, because with sex, we do need to change things up, you know, we don't want to get too mundane. And I often feel women in particular, we are needing to have more exciting sex. I think men quite happily would often have the same sex. As long as they had it regularly enough, they would keep having the same sex. Women, I think we use our fantasy and our excitement too much, and we're playing out different situations potentially. So I think it is important to see that actually watching, and as I said earlier, watching good, if you can come across good ethical porn, well, like frolic me, where you can actually see different scenarios and adventures playing out. So whether you're going to watch a little bit of BDSM, we have all sorts of genres of films, voyeur films, group films, lesbian, outdoor sex films, so many different types of films. But maybe you'll watch something together that A, you can talk about. And that sometimes is a good starting point for couples, because sometimes having that moment to talk, you may feel you know your partner really well, but sometimes just, how do you talk about things? How do you talk about the fact that maybe you want to be spanked? And that's something that you'd think, what would he think if I say, can we do that? But sometimes by watching it, it allows you to go, wow, did you see that? And there'll be that conversation or opportunity for the conversation. And then maybe you go, maybe we can do what we saw. Maybe we can actually enjoy a little bit of a spank, or maybe we can play with some blindfolds. Maybe we can take sex into the kitchen, like we saw in that scene where they're actually having sex over the island before dinner, you know, and you go, yeah, why not? Look really kinky. I loved it. So it gives you that opportunity to explore different adventures, and that you can then gently add to your own or talk about them as a starting point. And then you'll find that you sort of open your ideas and your horizons as to the different kind of sex that you can enjoy to change things up and give it that little bit of that kinky naughty.
Yes, I think that's what it's great for, is learning what to try and just getting creative, giving you ideas. Because I think you're right. I never really thought about it like that, but I think you're right in that women like a little bit more fantasy. Like, we like something different, not the same thing all the time. And so I think that's a really great tool, especially if you're not like, who's taught what they like? The only way you learn is by learning and trying. So you have to just get out there and like, see what there is, try it. If it looks interesting for you, if you love it, keep doing it. If you don't love it, never do it again, or try it again just to make sure. And then that's my rule. The first time
give it twice
doesn't necessarily count, because anything that you do the first time is always going to be a little awkward and a little bit weird. So you got to try it one more time just to make sure. But yeah, it's really helpful for giving you ideas. And I've talked about like erotic audio, erotic porn before on here as well, which is also erotic books, even really great tools for helping spark your creativity in the bedroom.
And also, we mustn't forget that using, whether it's reading something erotic, watching something erotic, or maybe listening to something like the audio porn, what we're helping to do is fire up our libidos. Because the one thing we cannot easily control, not all the time, is our libido. And we can have months of it being very flat, which is completely normal. But to actually get it engaged and actually have that context for desire, for actually wanting to have sex, we've actually got to naturally stimulate our brains to be interested and connected. And again, this is where we mustn't see porn as always being so the bad relationship to sex, because actually what it does do is it does help us fire up our libidos, which puts us in the mood. And without being in the mood, we're not going to be interested necessarily to have that connection, because, hey, we've just run in with the shopping and we've had a terrible time at work and you know, just put the kids to bed. And the last thing you think about is sex. But actually, if you sit down and give it a moment, and maybe you then decide, let's maybe watch something a little bit naughty, before you know it, you're actually starting to build that interest, that your libido is getting fired up. And this is what we actually have porn to thank for, is it makes us feel horny. And that's the whole purpose of porn. It's a sexual stimulus. And that's what it's meant to do. And it does a great job.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. How can you have a healthier sexual relationship with yourself?
Oh, I'd say time, honesty, masturbation, all those things I'd say. I think for women in particular, I say masturbation is still a taboo. And I understand that. It's not something women either feel comfortable necessarily talking about, but we are getting, I think, a little better at realizing that it's healthy to do. It's part of our well-being. Masturbating, having that time put aside where 20 minutes or even 10 minutes, if you're rushed, just a little bit of your own you time, a little bit of solo sex, a little bit of self-pleasure. By doing that, straight away, you're starting to, again, understand what it is that you enjoy. Where do you like to be touched? What is it that turns you on in terms of a physical something? You know, do you like more clitoral stimulation? Do you like to be aroused when someone plays with your boobs? Do you like kissing of the neck? What do you like? What turns you on? And masturbating and exploring your own body, you can gently navigate and get that comprehension of what it is that you like. And I think that's really important, because you could then communicate that across and realize how valuable that really is.
I am a huge advocate for masturbation and self-exploration, because, you know, if you don't know how to pleasure yourself, how are you going to teach somebody else?
Completely. Yeah.
And not instruct a partner if you don't know what you need. And so, yes, I definitely am on team support masturbation. 100%. We talked about this a little bit earlier about pleasure, and I would love to just kind of end this podcast with one last question that I ask everybody. How do you define pleasure?
Well, if we're referring to pleasure in terms of sexual pleasure, it's about that mutual stimulation and creating enjoyment and with or on your own. I mean, I like to say it's always mutual. It's that giving and receiving of a satisfying enjoyment, really. And it can be as simple, and I think this is where it's important, maybe in the context of sex and sexual pleasure, it can be really as simple as just something that tweaks you, whether it's somebody playing with your ears or gently nuzzling your neck, or just to not always think it has to be incredibly heightened. And for me, I often swap the word sex for talking about pleasure when people get worried about, oh gosh, sex, I don't know, blah, blah, what do I like? What do I want? And so on. And I say, well, if you just stop thinking about sex and actually say, what actually gives you pleasure? And all of a sudden, the context of what they're talking about is quite different from the sex. I think we walk away necessarily from penetration and we actually start saying, oh, I love how my feet rubbed, or, oh, I just love clitoral play. I love sex toys, or I love just other concepts that aren't necessarily just the obvious one. So pleasure is any form of giving and receiving of that joyous enjoyment, satisfaction.
I love that definition. Where can the listeners find you at?
Well, the listeners can come along and explore my films and audio and stories at frolicme.com. You can also find me on Instagram, and I'm always just checking what my Instagram is. frolicme_Anna for my own Instagram, or frolicme_official. But definitely come along to the website and explore all my world of erotica at frolicme.com.
Yes, I was playing on your website the other day and looking at the type of content that you have, and really, really love the variety that is there. And there is so much. So thank you so much for chatting with me and sharing all of this good information.
Thank you for chatting with me. It's been fantastic. Thank you.
This podcast is sponsored by Intimacy Coaching by Jordan Donnell. Have you ever desired more from your sex life, or feel like you're having good sex but curious about how to make it even better? Are you desiring a deeper intimate connection with yourself? Or maybe you are dealing with desire and arousal concerns, or struggling with communicating your desires with your partner. If you're hearing this and thinking, that might be me, and you're curious to learn a bit more, let's chat. I would love to talk with you more to see if working with me is a good fit for you. To learn more about intimacy coaching with Jordan Donnell, go to coaching.jordandonnell.com. Thank you for listening to this podcast.
Thank you for joining today and continuing to bring awareness to women's health. If you love the show, please subscribe so you never miss another episode, and leave a review for others to see. If you want to see me on the daily, you can check out my bio for links to all my pages. Be sure to share this episode with your girlfriends. Thanks again, and see you next episode.